at the Supreme Court, where justices will hear arguments about gender-affirming health care for transgender minors. It's a subject that's inflamed public opinion in the last few years. 25 states have enacted laws that ban or limit gender-affirming care for minors. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has this preview.
LW, as she is known in legal documents, is one of three kids at the center of today's case.
People make assumptions. They say it's just a phase because they don't know what it's like. It can certainly feel pretty hopeless, especially given how slow a lot of the treatments are.
LW's mother, Samantha Williams, isn't troubled by the pace of the process.
We kept saying we wouldn't be good parents if we weren't taking our time.
It took nearly a year for LW to get the go-ahead, but LW's mom says that at 15, her once-troubled child is an easy and happy teenage daughter, now that she's getting access to treatments for gender dysphoria. The medications, however, are illegal for minors in Tennessee, where the family lives, so they have to drive out of state 10 hours round trip for LW to get the drugs for her transition. State Senator Jack Johnson introduced the bill that bans access to hormones, puberty blockers, and other treatments for trans kids in Tennessee.
You can't get a tattoo in Tennessee unless you're 18. You can't smoke, you can't drink. We regulate a number of different types of medical procedures. We felt like this was the best public policy to prevent kids from suffering from irreversible consequences.
Those challenging the Tennessee law counter that the ban violates the Constitution's guarantee to equal protection of the law by barring certain treatments only for kids who want to transition from their sex assigned at birth, while allowing the same medications to treat minors suffering from other conditions, everything from endometriosis to delaying the early onset of puberty.
These are very commonly used medications. Tennessee bans them for one and only one purpose.
ACLU lawyer Chase Strangio, representing the families, is the first openly trans lawyer to argue in the Supreme Court. He says the actual language of the statute telegraphs the real purpose of the ban. Specifically, the statute encourages minors to, quote, appreciate their sex, and bans treatments that, quote, might encourage minors to be disdainful of their sex.
This is the government of Tennessee displacing the decision-making of loving parents with the recommendations of doctors. And at the end of the day, this law is tailored to one and only one interest, which is to enforce Tennessee's preference that adolescents conform to their birth sex.
Strangio points out that the treatments at issue in today's case have been endorsed as appropriate for teenagers by the major medical associations that deal with gender dysphoria, including the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the American Psychological Association. But critics of the treatments say the science is very unsettled in terms of long-term implications. Again, Senator Johnson.
You've got countries in Western Europe that were far ahead of us in terms of these types of medications. They're pulling back because they've had a longer runway, and they're seeing that the adverse effects of some of these medications far outweigh any benefit that they have.
John Bursch of the Conservative Alliance Defending Freedom echoes that sentiment, noting that some Western European and Scandinavian countries have not only been at this longer, they have national health care systems that cover everyone.
They can track a patient from birth until death. And so if someone gets cross-sex hormones for the purpose of a gender change at age 15, they can look at how they're doing at age 20, 25, 45, 65, and see what the outcomes were. What we know from the European studies is that the long-term outcomes, at best, don't show any benefit for these children. And at worst, there are higher suicide rates, that you have loss of fertility, loss of sexual function, cardiovascular problems, brain development problems, bone density problems.
These assertions are highly controversial and disputed, but there's no doubt that the Europeans have cut back on giving minors access to these medications. Still, the drugs are accessible in a research setting, and access has not been terminated for any minor already using the medications. In today's Supreme Court case, lawyers for the trans kids and their parents argue that if states can ban gender dysphoria treatments for minors, the next step will be to ban such treatments for adults, too. Senator Johnson, the sponsor of the Tennessee bill, sees things very differently.
We want to love these kids, but let's see if we can get them to their 18th birthday, which is when we recognize people as an adult.
A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.